we look at the base of a brain, which has just been removed from the skull, there's very little of the midbrain that we can actually see. Yet, as I demonstrated in my lecture last week, if the under aspects of the temporal lobes are gently pulled apart, the upper portion of the stem of the brain can be seen. This so-called brain stem consists of the midbrain, a rounded protrusion called the pons, and a stalk tapering downwards called the medulla oblongata, which passes out of the skull through the foramen magnum and becomes, of course, the spinal cord. Are there any questions before we proceed?
I have one question, Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
I beg your pardon?
My name. It's pronounced Frankenstein.
But aren't you the grandson of the famous Dr. Victor Frankenstein, who went into graveyards, dug up freshly buried corpses, and transformed dead components into...
Yes! 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 We all know what he did. But I'd rather be remembered for my own small contributions to science, and not because of my accidental relationship to a famous...
cuckoo.
Now, if you don't mind, can we get on with your question?
Well, sir, I'm not sure I understand the distinction between reflexive and voluntary nerve impulses.
Very good. Since our lab work today is a demonstration of just that distinction, why don't we proceed? Mr. Hilltop here, with whom I have never worked nor given any prior instructions to, has graciously offered his services for this afternoon's demonstration. Mr. Hilltop, would you hop up on your feet and stand beside this table? Nice hopping. Mr. Hilltop, would you raise your left knee, please. You have just witnessed a voluntary nerve impulse. It begins as a stimulus from the cerebral cortex, passes through the brainstem and to the particular muscles involved. Mr. Hilltop, you may lower your knee. Reflex movements are those which are made independently of the will, but are carried out along pathways which pass between the peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system. You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch! We are not aware of these impulses. Neither do we intend them to carry out our contraction of muscles. Yet, as you can see, they work by themselves. But what if we block the nerve impulse by simply applying local pressure, which can be done with any ordinary metal clamp, just at the swelling on the posterior nerve roots for, oh, say, 5 or 6 seconds. Why, you mother-grabbing bastard! As you can see, all communication is shut off. In spite of our mechanical magnificence, if it were not for this continuous stream of motor impulses, we would collapse like a bunch of broccoli.
Oh, God.
In conclusion, it should be noted, give him an extra dollar.
An extra one, yes, sir.
That any more than common injury to the nerve root is always serious. Because once a nerve fiber is severed, there is no way in heaven or on earth to regenerate life back into it. Are there any last questions before we leave?
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes?
Isn't it true that Darwin preserved a piece of vermicelli in a glass case until by some extraordinary means it actually began to move with a voluntary motion?
Are you speaking of the worm or the spaghetti?
Why, the worm, sir.
Yes, it seems to me I did read something of that incident when I was a student. But you have to remember that a worm, with very few exceptions, is not a human being.
But wasn't that the whole basis of your grandfather's work, sir? The reanimation of dead tissue?
My grandfather was a very sick man.
But as a Frankenstein, aren't you the least bit curious about it? Doesn't the bringing back to life what was once dead hold any intrigue for you?
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind. Dead is dead.
But look at what has been done with hearts and kidneys.
Hearts and kidneys are tinker toys. I'm talking about the central nervous system.
But, sir...
I am a scientist, not a philosopher. You have more chance of reanimating this scalpel than you have of mending a broken nervous system.
But what about your grandfather's work, sir?
My grandfather's work was doo-doo. I am not interested in death. The only thing that concerns me is the preservation of life. Class is dismissed.
Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
My name is Gerhard Falkstein. I have traveled 5,000 miles to bring you the will of your great-grandfather, Baron Beaufort von Frankenstein.
Oh, my sweet darling. Oh, my dearest love. I'll count the hours that you're away.
Oh, darling, so will I.
Not on the lips.
What?
I'm going to that party at Nana and Nikki's later. I don't want to smear my lipstick.
Oh.
You understand.
Of course.
All aboard!
Oh, dear.
Well, I guess this is it.
Freddie, darling. Well, how can I say in a few minutes what it's taken me a lifetime to understand?
Won't you try?
All right. You've got it, mister. I'm yours, all of me. What else can I say?
My sweet love.
The hair. Just in set.
Sorry.
I hope you like old-fashioned weddings.
I prefer old-fashioned wedding nights.
You're incorrigible.
Does that mean... you love me?
You bet your boots it does.
Oh, my only love.
Taffeta, darling.
Taffeta, sweetheart.
No, the dress is taffeta. It wrinkles so easily.
Oh.
All aboard!
Oh, there's that horrid man again. Well, hurry now, before I make a fool of myself. Ah, the nails! Oh.
Sorry. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Freddy.
Darling. What?
Harry, he was at it again.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Every day.
Let him.
New York next. Everybody out for New York.
Hans, er macht es schon wieder.
Na, was soll ich denn da machen?
Aber jeden Tag.
Du lass ihn.
Transylvania nächste. Jeder aussteigen für Transylvania. Transylvania nächste. Jeder aussteigen für Transylvania.
Pardon me, boy. Is this the Transylvania station?
Yeah. Track 29. Oh, can I give you a shine?
No thanks.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't, it's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes. My grandfather used to work for your grandfather.
How nice.
Of course, the rates have gone up.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Let's go.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
You'll be more comfortable in the rear.
Oh.
Oof!
What was that?
Oh, that will be Inga. Herr Falkstein thought you might need a laboratory assistant temporarily.
Oh.
Oof! Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay? It's fun! Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, roll in the hay.
Sometimes I'm afraid of the lightning.
Just an atmospheric discharge.
Oh.
Nothing to be afraid of.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
There.
What?
Werewolf. There. Castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to.
No, I don't want to.
Suit yourself. I'm easy. Well, there it is. Home.
Doctor.
Oh, that's all right. There we are.
I am Frau Blücher.
Steady!
How do you do? I am Dr. Frankenstein. This is my assistant, Inga. May I present Frau Blücher? I wonder what's got into them.
Your rooms have been prepared, Herr Doctor. If you will follow me.
Igor, would you bring the bags as soon as you're finished, please?
Yes, Master.
After you, Frau Blücher.
Follow me, please. Stay close to the candles. The staircase can be treacherous. This is your room. It was your grandfather Victor's room.
I see. Well, seem to be quite a few books.
This was Victor's, the Baron's medical library.
And where is my grandfather's private library?
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Well, these books are all very general. Any doctor might have them in his study.
This is the only library I know of, Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Well, we'll see. Good night.
Would the doctor care for a brandy before retiring?
No. Thank you.
Some warm milk? Perhaps?
No, thank you very much. No thanks.
Ovaltine.
Nothing. Thank you. I'm a little tired.
And I will say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher. Frankenstein. I am not a Frankenstein. I'm a Frankenstein. Don't give me that! I don't believe in fate. And I won't say it. All right, you win. You win. I give. I'll say it. I'll say it. I'll say it. Destiny! Destiny! No escaping! That's for me! Destiny! Destiny! No escaping! That's for me! Destiny! Destiny! No escaping! No.
Dr. Frankenstein, wake up!
What is it?
You were having a nightmare.
What's that strange music?
I have no idea. But it seems to be coming from behind the bookcase.
Behind the bookcase. Hand me that robe, would you, dear? You were right. It's coming from behind this wall. Where is it? Where is it?
What?
There's always a device. If I can just spot the triggering mechanism... Hello? It seems louder over here. Hand me that candle, will you? Put the candle back. All right, I think I have it figured out now.
take out the candle, and I'll block the bookcase with my body.
Now listen to me very carefully. Don't put the candle back. With all of your might, shove against the other side of the bookcase. Is that perfectly clear?
I think so.
Good girl.
Put the candle back!
Oh, look, Doctor. A passageway.
Whatever that music is, it's coming from down there. I'd better take a look.
Oh, let me come with you, Doctor, please. I don't want to stay up here alone.
All right, then. Close your robe and follow me.
Oh, Doctor, it's a candle.
Good thinking. Let's try this one. Stand back! Frightened, dear. Just a rat. Filthy, slimy rat.
Party, and nobody cares for me.
Igor!
Frederick!
How did you get here?
Through the dumbwaiter. I heard the strangest music from the upstairs kitchen, and I just followed it down. Call it a hunch.
There must have been someone else down here then.
It would seem that way. And there's the only other door.
Wait, Master. It might be dangerous. You go first.
Aren't there any lights in this place?
Two nasty looking switches over here, but I'm not going to be the first. Dim your eyes! Too late.
Oh.
So this is where it all happened.
Filthy mess. I don't know. A little paint, a few flowers, a couple of throw pillows.
Well, it seems as if our mysterious violinist has disappeared.
Disappeared?
Appeared.
Shh.
There is a light coming from behind that door. Follow me. This explains the music.
It's still warm.
But who was playing it?
I don't know. But whoever it was just barely finished putting out his cigar. Such strange goings on. What is this place?
Music room?
But there's nothing here but books and papers.
Books and papers? It is! This is my grandfather's private library. I feel it. Look! Look at this!
Until, from the midst of this darkness, a sudden light broke in upon me. A light so brilliant and wondrous, and yet so simple. Change the poles from plus to minus, and from minus to plus. I alone succeeded in discovering the secret of bestowing life. Nay, even more, I myself became capable of bestowing animation upon lifeless matter. It can't work!
Kipper?
Thank you, Doctor.
As the minuteness of the parts formed a great hindrance to my speed, I resolved, therefore, to make the creature of a gigantic stature. Of course. That would simplify everything.
In other words, his veins, his feet, his hands, his organs would all have to be increased in size.
Exactly.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucke.
That goes without saying.
Oof.
He's going to be very popular.
So then, what we're aiming for is a being approximately 7 feet in height, with all features either congenitally or artificially proportionate in size. Something like this. Hello. You've caught something there. Crude, yes. Primitive, yes. Perhaps even grotesque. Yet something inexplicable tells me that this might be our man.
That's good enough for the likes of him.
What a filthy job.
Could be worse.
How?
Could be raining.
Need a hand?
No thanks. Have one. Thanks very much, all the same.
Just a moment, sir. I know everyone in this neighborhood, but I've never seen your face before. Can you account for yourself?
Yes, I am Dr. Frederick Frankenstein, newly arrived from America.
Oh, yes, sir. I was told you were here. Well, I'm Constable Henry, sir. Pleased to meet you.
How very nice to meet you, Constable.
Why, you're chilled to the bone, sir. A nice warm fire would be the thing for you.
Yes,
and
yes.
A little nip from the old bottle wouldn't be too bad either, would it, sir?
The ticket. Yes.
Well, if you have everything in hand, sir, I'll say good night.
Thank you very much, Constable.
At your service, sir. Always.
Good night, Constable.
Good night, sir.
What an awesome sight. What a profound and reverent night is this. With such a specimen for a body, all we need now is an equally magnificent brain. You know what to do.
I have a pretty good idea.
Good man.
Didn't you used to have that on the other side?
What?
Oh, never mind.
You have that name I gave you?
I have it written down. H. Delbrook.
Hans Delbrook.
Hideous.
He's beautiful. And he is mine.
Hurry now. We're fighting time and the elements. Are you ready?
Are you sure this is how they did it?
Yes, yes. It's all written down in the notes. Now tie off the kite and hurry down as fast as you can.
What's the hurry?
There's the possibility of electrocution. Do you understand? I say there's the possibility of electrocution. Do you understand?
I understand. I understand. Why are you shouting?
Did you tie off the kites?
Of course.
Oh. All right, good. Check the generator.
Yes, master.
Igor, release the safety valve on the main wheel.
Yes, master.
Can you imagine the brain of Hans Delbruck in this body?
Oh, Frederick.
This is the moment. Well, dear, are you ready?
Yes, Doctor.
Elevate me.
Now? Right here?
Yes, yes. Raise the platform.
Oh, the platform. Oh, that. Yeah, yes.
From that fateful day when stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, I am man. Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature.
You've got it, master.
Get ready. Get set. Go! Throw the second switch. Throw the third switch.
Not the third switch.
Throw it, I say! Throw it! Life! Life, do you hear me? Give my creation life! Thank you.
Nothing.
Oh, Doctor, I'm sorry.
No, no.
Be of good cheer. If science teaches us anything, it teaches us to accept our failures as well as our successes with quiet dignity and grace.
Son of a bitch, bastard! I'll get you for this! What did you do to me? What did you do to me?
Stop it! You kill him!
I don't want to live! I do not want to live!
Quiet dignity and grace.
Oh, Mama!
Oh, tosh! This man is different, I tell you. You can see that after you told him for 5 minutes.
Yes?
He's a Frankenstein! And they're all alike! It's in their blood. They can't help it. All those scientists, they're all alike. They say they're working for us. But what they really want is to rule the world!
That's enough now! I will not have this meeting become a free-for-all. These are very serious charges you're making, and all the more painful to us, your elders, because we still have nightmares from 5 times before. Now, we haven't heard from the one man most qualified to judge the situation fairly. Inspector Kemp, will you talk to us, please?
A lion is an ugly thing, and once you get one started, there is little chance of stopping it, short of bloodshed. I think before we go around killing people, we had better make
dance here
of our evidence. And we had better confirm the fact that young Frankenstein is indeed following in his grandfather's footsteps.
What?
Following in his grandfather's footsteps.
Waiting!
What is in order is for me to pay a little visit on the good doctor. And to have a nice, quiet chat.
Reputation.
Oh, Doctor, you mustn't do this to yourself. You've got to stop thinking about it. Why, look, you haven't even touched your food.
There. Now I've touched it. Happy?
You know, I'll never forget my old dad. When these things would happen to him, the things he'd say to me.
What did he say?
What the hell are you doing in the bathroom day and night? Why don't you get out of there? Give someone else a chance.
Oh, maybe it's better this way. The poor lifeless hulk. Maybe it is better off dead.
Thank you.
What is this?
Schwarzwalder Kirschtort. Mmm. Oh, do you like it? I'm not partial to desserts myself, but this is excellent.
Who are you talking to?
To you. You just made a yummy sound, so I thought you liked the dessert.
I didn't make a yummy sound. I just asked you what it is.
But you did. I just heard it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me? Well, now, look here. If it wasn't you, when it wasn't you...
It's alive! It's alive!
Danbeck.
Hello there. I'm going to set you free.
Oh. Is the sedative ready?
Yes, Doctor.
I want you to sit up. Stand on your feet. You can do it. Now, lock.
Oh, Doctor, I'm frightened.
Don't worry. Good. Good.
First syllable sounds like...
Head! Sounds like head! Bed! Sed!
Sed! Sed!
Sed! Second syllable! Liver bird! This, that, the!
Sed,
Sed,
Dirty word! He said a dirty word!
All sounds like... to give!
Sed! Sed, give! Give him a sed, give! On the nosy. Yes.
Would you excuse me for 1 minute, dear?
Oh, of course, Doctor.
Igor?
May I speak to you for a moment?
Of course.
Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
No, no, up here.
Oh, thank you.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbruck's?
No.
Ah. Good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla?
What?
Is that what you're telling me? Great, quick gorilla!
What? Scream to the bush, yes?
I wonder who that could be at this hour. Inga, quick! See who that is. You, put that thing back on the operating table and strap him down tightly.
Where are you going?
To wash up. I've got to look normal. We've all of us got to behave normally. Ha! Monsters!
Excellent shot.
This is the 20th century camp. Monsters are passé, like ghosts and goblins.
Not to the good people of the spirit, Herr Doctor. To them, he is a very real sick. Especially one. There is a Frankenstein residing in this house.
Nice grouping.
Thank you.
I wouldn't think an intelligent fellow like you would fall for all this superstitious rot.
It is not superstition that worries me, Herr Doctor, but genes and chromosomes.
Rubbish!
Well, you might say, but this is Transylvania. And you are a Frankenstein. You seem unusually upset by this discussion.
Not in the least. I find it extremely amusing, that's all. Well, this was fun. And now, if you don't mind, Inspector, I'm a little bit tired.
Then, I may give the villagers your complete assurance that you have no interest whatsoever in carrying on your grandfather's work? May I take that for a yes? Very well.
I think you can find the way out by yourself, can't you?
Of course. Until we meet again. Baron?
Yes, drop by any time. We are always open.
Set you free. Would you like that, my Nazarcha cup? They wanted to hurt you, but I'm going to help you.
Thank heavens that's over with.
Frau Blücher!
What are you doing?
I'm going to set him free!
No! No, you mustn't! Yes!
Are you insane?
insane? He'll kill you.
No, he won't. Not this one. He is as gentle as a lamb.
Stand back! Stand back, for the love of God, he has a rotten brain.
It's not rotten. It's a good brain.
It's rotten, I tell you, rotten.
Ixnay on the Otten Ray.
I'm not afraid. I know what he likes.
That music.
Yes! It's in your blood. It's in the blood of all Frankensteins. It erases the soul. In words are useless. Your grandfather used to play it to the creature he was making.
And it was you all the time.
Yes!
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Yes!
To get us into the laboratory.
Yes!
That was your cigar smoldering in the ashtray.
Yes!
And it was you who left my grandfather's book out for me to find.
Yes!
So that I would...
Yes!
Then you and Victor were...
Yes! Yes! Say it! He was my boyfriend!
Monsters is loose. Boards must be tight. Thank God you put Helga to bed. With all this monster business, I take no chances. I remember the last time.
But, Papa, I told you that I was turning the roast braten. Don't you remember? I asked you to put Helga to...
Now throw a kiss and say bye-bye. Oh, dear. Nothing left. What shall we throw in now?
Maybe she was in the bathroom when you looked.
But I didn't look upstairs. I thought you did.
You didn't look upstairs.
Sit down. Sit down.
A visitor is all I ask. A temporary companion to help me pass a few short hours in my lonely life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
rise from heaven. Oh, you must have been the tallest one in your class. My name is Harold, and I live here all alone. What is your name? I didn't get that. Nope. Oh, forgive me. I didn't realize you were mute. You see how heaven plans. Me, a poor blind man, and you, a mute. An incredibly big mute. But your hand is frozen, my child. How does a nice bowl of soup sound to you, huh?
Yes, well, okay. I know what it means to be cold and hungry.
Yes.
And how much it means to have a little kindness from a stranger.
Are you ready for your soup?
Hold out your bowl, then.
Oh, my friend, you don't know what your visit means to me. How long I've waited for the pleasure of another human being. And sometimes in our preoccupation with worldly matters, we tend to forget the simple pleasures and the basis for true happiness.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and now a little wine with your soup, huh?
Good, good. Good, good. Yes, sir. Wait. A toast. A toast to...
Yes.
Long friendship. How hungry you must have been. And now for a little surprise. For a special occasion I've been saving.
Cigars.
Take one.
What?
No. Fire is good. Fire is good. Yes, fire. Fire is our friend. Yes. I'll show you.
I'll show you.
You see?
Yeah.
Do you have your cigar?
Let me see.
Now. I guess hold it right there. Now. Don't inhale until the tip glows.
Espresso.
I'm going in there. Bring me that candle.
No! No, yes!
Love is the only thing that can save this poor creature. And I am going to convince him that he is loved, even at the cost of my own life. No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, no matter how terribly I may scream, do not open this door or you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand? Do not open this door.
Yes, Doctor.
Nice working with you.
Let me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one? Jesus Christ, get me out of here. Open this goddamn door. I'll kick your rotten heads in. Mommy!
No!
Mom! Hello, handsome. You're a good-looking fellow. Do you know that? People laugh at you. People hate you. But why do they hate you? Because they are jealous. Look at that boyish face. Look at that sweet smile. Do you want to talk about physical strength? Do you want to talk about sheer muscle? Do you want to talk about the Olympian ideal? You are a god! And listen to me. You are not evil. You are good! Oh. This is a nice boy. This is a good boy. This is a mother's angel. And I want the world to know, once and for all, and without any shame, that we love him. Oh. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you how to walk, how to speak, how to move, how to think. Together, you and I are going to make the greatest single contribution to science since the creation of fire.
Dr. Frankenstein, are you all right?
My name is Frankenstein!
Distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, tonight it is my great privilege of introducing to you a man
whose family name was once both famous and infamous. And now, may I present to you Dr. Baron Friedrich von Frankenstein.
My fellow scientists and neurosurgeons, ladies and gentlemen. A few short weeks ago, coming from a background, believe me, as conservative and traditionally grounded in scientific fact as any of you, I began an experiment in, incredulous as it may sound, the reanimation of dead tissue. What I have to offer you might possibly be the gateway to immortality. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure, the creature. Please. Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here. We are scientists. I assure you, there is nothing to fear. First, may I offer for your consideration a neurological demonstration of the primary cerebellar functions, balance, and coordination. Walk, heel to toe. Ladies and gentlemen, up until now you've seen the creature perform the simple mechanics of motor activity. But for what you are about to see next, we must enter, quietly, into the realm of genius. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, damen und herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Cooper, Cooper!
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
chained. Chained like a beast in a cage.
Oh, Doctor, I feel so terrible.
There's only one answer. If I could find a way to equalize the imbalance in his cerebral spinal fluid, why, he'd be as right as rain. But how? How? Before it's too late.
Oh, Frederick, if only there was some way I could relieve this torture you are going through. If there was some way I could help to relieve the tension, if there was just some way I could give you a little peace.
Doctor, I have... Doctor?
What is it?
Doctor? Where are you? I'm sorry, Doctor. This cable came while you were gone.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I thought this was an emergency. You see, your fiancé will be arriving in a second.
What? Elizabeth here tonight?
Yes. I will go prepare a room at once. I suggest you put on a tie.
Darling.
Darling.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Love me?
Love you. Well, let's turn in.
Darling!
It's been a long day. I'm sure you're very tired. I'll just pay the driver. Darling.
What?
Surprise?
Yes.
Love me?
Well.
Well. Let's turn in.
Oh.
Darling!
Yes?
Say nothing. Act casual. Ready?
Yes. I think... Yes. I am a bit tired after all.
I'd like you to meet my assistants, Inga and Igor.
How do you do? How do you do?
This is my financier, Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you at last.
Finance.
Excuse me, darling. What is it exactly that you do? I assist Dr. Frankenstein in the laboratory. We have intellectual discussions, don't we? As a matter of fact, we were just having one as you were driving.
What? Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tie then.
Oh.
Stop that. I'm talking about the luggage.
Yes, master.
Ladies, this way.
It's going to be a long night. If you need any help with the girls, please don't hesitate.
You settle down now. Because we're going to be pals. Right. Nice and cozy. Just like old friends. What's the matter? You're afraid of this little fire? This can't hurt you. See? Oh, some monster you are. See, Mama was right. Little boys ain't supposed to play with fire. Is they? Because they might get hurt.
is an ugly thing. But I think that it is just about time that we had one.
Kill the monster!
As heaven is my witness, up. He will curse the day that he was born a Frankenstein.
What?
I said he will curse the day that he was born a Frankenstein.
Loose. He's broken loose. Do you know what that means?
Darling, you mustn't worry so.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Now come along like a good boy.
What would I do without you?
Is your room just down the hall in case I get the frights during the night?
Well, yes, but I thought perhaps tonight, under the circumstances, I might stay here with you.
Would you want me like this now? So soon before our wedding, so near we can almost touch it.
Yes!
Whoa! Oh, boy! Or, to wait just a little while longer when I can give myself to you without hesitation, when I can be totally and unashamedly and legally yours.
That's a tough choice.
You're a tough guy.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. I always am. Now give me a kiss and say goodnight. No tongues. Good night, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, sweetheart.
Yes,
I love you.
Love you too.
You love me?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, honey. Sweet dreams, darling.
Sweet dreams.
Good night and let the bed bugs fly.
He is loose, the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching and glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Where am I? Ah! Who are you? What? What are you? What do you want? What do you want to do to me?
Calm down. I'm not afraid of you. How much do you want to let me go? My father is very rich. You could have the entire world at your fingertips. Listen, I have to be back by 11:30. I'm expecting a very important call. Speak! Speak! Why don't you speak? What are you doing? Oh, you can't be serious. Oh, my God. Woof. I'm engaged, and once he took that, but I didn't. It was never all the... Sweet mystery of life, at last I found you. Mother, I know the secret of you.
penny for your thoughts. You're incorrigible, aren't you? You little zipper neck. All right. 7 has always been my lucky number. Come over here, you hot monster. What is it? What's the matter? Is it that music? It's probably just from some nearby cottage. Nothing to worry about. Where are you going? Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Preparations been made for the transference?
Yes, Doctor.
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
It's the only thing that can save him now.
You realize you're risking both your lives?
Yes.
Said to allow 15 minutes. Not 1 second more or less.
How long now?
2 more minutes.
Eins! Zwei! Drei! Sechs! Eins! Zwei! Drei! Sechs!
I don't know.
What time is it?
Almost time.
Oh, my God, it's the villager.
Put that man down.
It's a monster.
Nah,
Just who do you think you are that you ordered these people about? I am the monster!
Yeah, I see that you are the monster.
For as long as I can remember, people have hated me. They looked at my face and my body, and they ran away in horror. In my loneliness, I decided that if I could not inspire love, which was my deepest hope, I would instead cause fear. I live because this poor, half-crazed genius has given me life. He alone held an image of me as something beautiful. And then, when it would have been easy enough to stay out of danger, he used his own body as a guinea pig to give me a calmer brain. And a somewhat more sophisticated way of expressing myself.
But this is, of course, an entirely different situation. As the leader of this community, may I be the first to offer you my hand in friendship.
Thank you.
You are entirely welcome. And now, let us all go to my house for a little sponge cake or a little wine and shit! To the lumber yard!
Hello, Mrs. Frankenstein?
Mrs. Frankenstein, what a beautiful name.
Oh, darling.
Hold on to your hat.
What?
I'll be right back.
I'm holding on to it, darling.
Just a few more seconds. La di da da, la di da da, la la. La-dee-da-da, la-da.
La-dum, la-da-da-dee-ding, la-da-da, la-da-da. La-da-da, honey. Honey, I hope you didn't find Daddy's little party too boring. I mean, he did it just for you, and he meant so well. Say you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, did you see? I put a special hamper in the bathroom just for your shirts, and the other one is just for socks and poo-poo undies. Here I come.
You know, it's a puzzlement. There's something I've always wanted to ask you about that operation. You know, in the transference part, the monster got part of your wonderful brain. But what did you ever get from him?